вот здесь сумочка. Здесь правило нашей молитвы начинается прямо у машины.
As a rule, our prayers begin right at the car. We pray to stay alive, to be able to leave these slums alive.
It has become a habit for Father Vadim Arivyev. Once a week in the early evening, he and his church warden, Georgi Hololinko, go through some of the most dangerous places in Russian Brooklyn. They search for the homeless, many of whom are alcoholics and drug addicts who have come here to spend the night. Brighton Beach in Brooklyn has long become famous outside the United States as a neighborhood favored by Russian immigrants. Brighton is especially popular among those who recently moved to the U.S. Father Vadim Arivyev was upset when he became aware of the homeless problem in the Russian community.
When I first learned there were people dying on the streets, it turned me upside down. I thought to myself, it's impossible that in America today, our guys, Orthodox brothers, die on the streets. That can't be true. But when I realized that it is true, it turned me inside out.
As he makes his rounds, Father Vadim invites the men he encounters to his shelter, the St. John Foundation for the Homeless. Yevgeny Deryagin, a former lieutenant colonel in the Russian army, helps out at the shelter. He credits Father Vadim with helping him to quit drinking.
I am very grateful to fate and those people who can respond to kindness with kindness.
Deryagin says it is a mistake to give up on people who come to the shelter.
Those 60, 70, 80% who look at these people as total failures, they're wrong. These people are just as capable, with God's help, to get up on their feet and do good for themselves, for those around them, and for society.
Father Vadim says he has encountered hundreds of people during his trips, and that people from all walks of life have ended up at his shelter. The St. John Foundation barely makes ends meet. It does get some help from parishioners' donations and Father Vadim himself, who works as a computer programmer at a large American firm during the day. It also receives some corporate assistance. But even without much in the way of local donations, Father Vadim plans to increase the center's efforts to help more people.
We want to build a shelter that could house 50 to 70 people. Our quarters are way too small. We are stuffed to the brim as it is, especially during the winter months. We try to accommodate as many as we can so they won't freeze, as it happened many times before. But we can't take everyone. We don't have room.
Even without adequate room, Father Vadim will continue looking for people he can help.
You guys alive here? You guys alive?
Crystal Park, VOA News.